Mankos, Muendia, Muendia po, hello, direct to Soweto, Muendia Mankos, Uku.
0530.
Parafini, Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Unga, Unga, Bastoma, Vipia.
Chitika, musa vimvere la kware, la kware, la kware, la kware, la kware, la
kware. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
At 6:30 hours,
12:45,
and at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Increased alcohol abuse among women in Mukushi Wari village headwoman. Cost of living in Lusaka reduces by 142 kwacha 19 ngwe. In African news, a Sudan militia leader convicted of war crimes during Darfur war. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A village head woman of Ramon Sakamba ward of Mukushi district has expressed concern over the rising cases of alcohol abuse among women in her community. Mrs. Royce Makonde observed that some women are now frequenting drinking places as early as 06, neglecting their household and parental responsibilities. She has since called for increased community awareness and education on the dangers of excessive alcohol consumption, urging local leaders and stakeholders to work together in promoting responsible behavior and restoring family values.
No kula ichwe saba na balali ya nesi akula chefi akatunge nyanda yakwe uvu alwa takani pokantu uvu alwa simsifi achave chave unaku tulitrefo kutrecha lana mayo kanti lana mayo nga vale nuvu alwa uvu alwa nulevo ya vale sangu ana mune matuka nenye ndere ya ruvana nonde chentu kutrecha kwa edima nukwe lati Kimi nwendo kuna kukisoro ikiteshani, iche pereko.
The cost of living for a family of Lusaka has reduced by 142 kwacha 19 ngwe, falling from 11,432 kwacha 17 ngwe in August to 11,289 kwacha 98 ngwe in September 2025. Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Social and Economic Development Programs Manager, Edward Mososa, who reviewed the basic needs and nutrition basket at BNNB for the month of September, says the overall reduction was primarily driven by a significant fall in the cost of essential non-food items. Mr. Mososa explained that the Nana food subtotal saw a considerable drop of 154 kwacha 69 ngwe. He says this movement was largely attributed to a substantial decrease in the cost of charcoal, which saw a reduction of 173 kwacha 32 ngwe, indicating a potential improvement in supply or seasonal easing of demand pressure on this essential energy source. Mr. Msosa, however, stated that a rising of food prices, particularly for the key protein sources like kapenta, beef and beans, continue to strain our household budgets and threaten nutritional security. He has since called for targeted policy actions that sustain a cost relief through support for small-scale farmers, expansion of social protection, and empowerment of SMEs, anchored in the principles of solidarity, stewardship, and the preferential option for the poor. Four illegal miners have died in the Shiwangandu district of Muchinga province after a pit wall collapsed at the New Skin gold mine in Chief Mwikile's area. The incident happened on Sunday, October 5th, 2025, between 16 and 17 hours, and was reported to Shiwangandu Police Station on Monday by Mr. Richard Simutami, 43, a security officer at Chimboto gold mine. According to police, the four miners were conducting illegal gold mining activities when the pit was caved in, burying them alive. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has confirmed the development to Common Radio News, saying the victims were reportedly warned of visible cracks on the pit walls moments before the collapse, but they continued mining. Mr. Hamonga says the rescue efforts were immediately launched after the collapse, but by the time the bodies were retrieved around 0520 hours yesterday, all four miners had died. The deceased have been identified as Kefas Mwansa of Philippa Village, Chifa Mwikile, Duncan Aviemba, and Kanene Lisenga, both believed to be from Lusaka, and a man only identified as Peter, also believed to be from Lusaka.
Deceased have been identified as follows: Kefas Mwansa of Philippa Village, Chief Mwikile District in Shiwangandu, Duncan Aviemba, believed to be from Lusaka, Kanene Lisenga of Chingumbe, also believed to be from Lusaka, and Peter, other names not known, believed to be from Lusaka as well. The bodies were taken to Shiwangandu Police Station, where a report of sudden and unnatural death was officially recorded. Acting on the report, police officers inspected the bodies and found no physical injuries except for Peter, who had blood oozing from the nose. Three of the bodies were deposited at Mpika Urban Clinic mortuary, while the body of Kefas Mwansa was taken to Matumbo Rural Health Center mortuary awaiting burial. An inquiry file has been opened to establish the full circumstances surrounding the tragic incident. The Zambia Police Service wishes to urge members of the public to desist from engaging in illegal mining activities, as such practices expose them to grave danger. Mining should only be conducted within the confines of the law.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has intensified public education campaigns aimed at curbing public nuisances such as open defecation and urination, which have been identified as major contributors to the spread of waterborne diseases like cholera. The council, through its Department of Public Health, has rolled out intensified awareness programs focusing on markets and bus station areas where the unhygienic practices are most common. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the initiative is part of the council's broader effort to promote a clean and healthy environment, particularly ahead of the rainy season when the risk of disease outbreaks is high. She says the goal is to ensure that every resident understands that practices such as open defecation and urination are unacceptable and pose a serious health risk to the entire community. She explained that the council is working closely with traders, commuters and other stakeholders to change public behavior through increased awareness and engagement.
All this aimed at addressing the growing concern of open defecation and urination, especially in markets and bus stations. These practices have been identified as a major public health nuisances that pose significant risks to the environment and public health. The council's efforts to combat this issue are being spearheaded by the Department of Public Health, which has made it a priority to educate the public on the importance of proper hygiene and sanitation. The council is ensuring that public health messages are disseminated to all corners.